Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Bible Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder of Covenant Journey. Today we want to talk about Isaiah chapter 36 and 37, and I want to give a story that illustrates these two chapters. We'll go into more detail on these two chapters on a subsequent Covenant Journey podcast, but let me just give you an overview of the context. This is the king of Assyria. It is the superpower on the planet. No other nation is stronger than it at this time in history, and it is 46 in 0. In other words, it has conquered all the 45 cities, chapter 36, verse 1, which are about 46 cities of Judah, and the Assyrian king took them. So he's 46 and 0, never been defeated. He comes to King Hezekiah, the king of Jerusalem, and he sends his individuals there to intimidate them, and they begin to speak in the language that the common person can understand. They want to intimidate them into literal surrender. They actually mock them, and they actually say that, in fact, you have no opportunity to defend yourself. We'll actually give you a lot of horses, a lot of military equipment, if you can even find the soldiers to actually ride on these horses and the chariots. You don't even have enough people to actually take over some of the military resources that we're going to give you to kind of make this a little bit more of a sport. So you just need to surrender. In fact, in verse 10, the people speaking for the king of Assyria actually use religious language. They said, "The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it." The word Lord in your English Bibles will be small caps. What that means is, that is the actual name of God, Yahweh. So he is using Yahweh, and he is saying, "Yahweh, your God, commanded me to go up and destroy you." It's not uncommon where people try to use religious language to confuse Christians and other believers, and that's in fact what he did. So they were trying to intimidate them, which is clearly a tactic of the devil, to wear you down mentally, emotionally, so that you just give up. You see overwhelming odds. Chapter 37, when King Hezekiah hears about this, he ultimately he goes into sackcloth and ashes. He is mourning. He prays. The prophet Isaiah comes to him, and he says, "Don't be concerned or afraid of the words that you have heard, because God will ultimately fight for you. And in verse 7, I will put a spirit in him so that he will hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land." Well, as they were about to take the assault against Jerusalem, they woke up. An angel had gone through the camp, and many of the soldiers were dead. Judah didn't have to fire a shot. Then the king got word of a rumor. It was false, but it was a rumor that said, "There's a coup back at home. You better leave, call off the attempted assault, and go back home because there's an attempted coup." There was really no coup that was taking place. So he pulled all of his troops. He went back to his kingdom. And there what happened is his sons ultimately took his life. And the assault against the nation and the people of Judah and the city of Jerusalem was halted because God intervened through prayer of the king and through prayer of the prophet Isaiah. It's a powerful story. We'll come back and read more of that, chapters 36 and 37, on another Covenant Journey Bible podcast. But let me illustrate this with a modern story. A group of about 500 Nigerian Muslim background Christians who had gathered together for safety after a string of Boko Haram attacks were later attacked again by the Islamist militant group. Most escaped, apart from 76 men, women, and children, who were then taken captive. The 76 were taken to a Boko Haram terrorist camp where they were tortured. The four male leaders of the group were told at gunpoint to renounce their faith in Christ and revert to Islam. When they refused, holding fast to their Savior, the men were shot in front of their families and friends. The following week, the wives of the four martyred men were also ordered to renounce their faith or their children would be executed. These school children are from families who were forced to flee their homes because of Boko Haram and Fulani herdsmen attacks. As the mothers struggled under the terrible burden of the night, the children came running in and said that the Lord Jesus had appeared to them and, quote, all would be well, close quote. According to the account, the Lord Jesus appeared to all of the group and told them not to fear, that he would protect them. They should not renounce their faith, but stay strong, knowing that, quote, he is the way, the truth, and the life, close quote. The next morning, the children, one girl as young as four, were lined up against a wall by the terrorist. And their four mothers were told that they could save them if they renounced Jesus Christ and returned to Islam. The mothers refused. The soldiers cocked their rifles and prepared to take aim when they suddenly started to grab at their heads, screaming and shouting, "Snakes! Snakes!" Some ran away, and others dropped dead where they stood. As one of the soldiers fell down dead, a Christian captive reached down to pick up the soldier's gun to fire at the fleeing Boko Haram militants. But the youngest child put her hand on his arm and said, quote, "You don't need to do that. Can you not see the men in white fighting for us?" Close quote. All 72 lives were spared, and the group is now living in other regions of Nigeria where they are safe places for Christians. You know, this story sounds incredible. You know, sometimes we might say, well, it's a little too cold today to go to church, or it's rainy, it's overcast, I don't feel like going outside. These brothers and sisters in Christ put their lives on the line. They are begging for having just some portions of the Word of God. They are thirsty for a relationship with God and for God's revelation, and God is miraculously working among them. You know, prayer works. Relationship with Christ is transforming. The Word of God is powerful, and it transcends history and political regimes and geographical boundaries. In Isaiah chapter 36 and 37 is a very encouraging story where, beyond all odds, King of Jerusalem, Hezekiah, had no ability to defend himself against Assyria. Assyrians were like the modern-day terrorists. No wonder why Jonah was so afraid to go there. He didn't want to go to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. They behead people. They terrorize people. No doubt there was fear with Jeremiah, but instead of being overwhelmed by the things that he heard and saw, he got down on his knees and he prayed, and the prophet Jeremiah prayed, and God intervened. God will do the same thing in your life. Reach out to him. Don't get discouraged by the things that you hear, the things that you see, the circumstances surrounding you. With God, all things are possible. Indeed, nothing is impossible for our Creator. And take time out to commune with the Lord through prayer, of course, and also through reading his holy word. So many people have given their lives to transmit this word of God to us. Pick it up today and make it a habit to immerse yourself in the word of God. Study Isaiah chapter 36 and 37. It is a powerful reminder that God is in control and that he works miracles then, and he continues to do so now, and he will do that in your life. For more information, visit covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.